What are some of the misconceptions that you think people might have about SIDREC?
One main misconception is that they think that SIDREC is a regulatory body, whereas it's not, as I mentioned just now. Neither does SIDREC give or make any awards for compensation out of SIDREC's funds. So if we are not a compensatory body. There's no funding for such purpose. The only funding that we get, which is about $4+ million a year, is from a securities commission to run the work that's undertaken by SIDREC. As I mentioned just now, the process is very important, Mr. Sim, for listeners to understand. And that is, let's say somebody has put in some money and invested in the market and feels that there's something wrong, they've lost money, and they have a grievance, there's a complaint. So, of course, when they do file a claim with SIDREC, we will liaise with the member company and to see whether this can be resolved by the member itself. If we can't, then, of course, we will have a file opened, a case registered, and that's where our case managers come in. They have a very important job to do because their job is to determine whether the complaint is what we term as an eligible claim or eligible dispute. Quite obviously, not every case that comes will be eligible. There are some frivolous claims, so that will have to stop at the door. But otherwise, if it's an eligible claim, then it is registered. And the job of our case managers is very important because they are tasked with getting information from the claimant, getting information from the member, so that the case is put together. Now, this is actually an ADR process, Alternative Dispute Resolution Process. You see, people must understand that the general way of doing things is that you feel you have a claim, you have lost money. The first thing you do is you go to a lawyer, and the lawyer thinks of filing a claim in court. But this is a process where the service is rendered to the investing public to see whether it can be resolved through mediation. Now, the mediation process, as those who are familiar with this, will mean that you'll know that it will mean that parties are brought together and we will have an appointed mediator for this purpose, a mediator who is trained and obviously qualified. The job of a mediator is to try to get the parties together and to discuss the issues and see what there are. Whether there are any avenues for a possible settlement. At the end of the day, the very important note to remember is that in mediation, a decision is not made by a mediator. The decision is made by the parties themselves. So it's always a consent settlement. Once it's signed off, then it will be binding on both parties. And if mediation is not successful, then either party can go on to adjudication. Here again, we have adjudicators on our panel. They are paid to adjudication. Even mediators are paid to mediate, to carry out the functions. And the adjudicator job here is more like sitting as a, you know, as an arbitrator or sitting as a judge in court. He will actually listen to the case on both sides and come up with a decision. And if either party is not happy with that decision, they can either appeal to our panel of appeal members, or they can go straight to court if they want to. So actually, Mr. Sim, one has to understand that you can have a case which is already filed in court, and when parties get to know about SIDREC, or the court refers a case to SIDREC for mediation, it then is dealt with by the court. But if it is not successful at any of these stages, the claimant can still go back to court. So in other words, the jurisdiction of the court is not ousted.
If a lot of these disputes are settled through mediation, right, I just want to ask, like, why is then SIDREC important? Why can't the parties involved with their lawyers then go for mediation by themselves? Where does SIDREC come in if both of them can also do it by themselves with their own respective lawyers involved?
Okay, fine. Very, very pointed question. Okay, as I mentioned just now, Mr. Sim, let's say somebody has a claim for a claim of 250,000 ringgit. If the parties go on with the case, it will become a court decision. And if either party is not happy, they can appeal to the High Court. And if they're still not happy, they can appeal to the Court of Appeal. right? There are two stages of appeals. So quite obviously, going to court will involve extra costs. It will also take more time. Yeah, and it is a case that is being held in the open court. It's in the public domain. So one of the advantages in coming to CIDRAC is that when you have a case that's being dealt with mediation, it is definitely a cost saver. It's a time saver, and everything is held confidentially. Yeah.
So what's the process like then? Maybe you can walk us through a typical process then.
Sure. The case, if it comes, if it cannot be settled directly with a member, then of course it comes to CIDRAC. Our case managers get involved and they will ask questions. They will ask for information to determine whether it is an eligible dispute, eligible claim. And if it is, then the case is registered. And once all information are to hand, then a mediator will be appointed. Just like, to give an example, Mr. Sim, is that if you retain a lawyer to file a case in court, obviously the lawyer will have to do his homework, he will have to do his getting up to get his case together, and then he files the claim in court. So by that time he files his case, he will have his pleadings, his statement of claim ready. He will have his documents ready and so on. But let's say if a claimant comes directly to CIDRAC, we don't have the benefit of pleadings. We don't have the benefit of the case history. So this is the job of the case manager to ask the relevant questions, prepare a case, but not to make any decisions. It is not the job of the case manager to decide whether the claimant is going to be successful or not. That is a job for the parties to negotiate and to come to a settlement before the mediator.
Okay, we're going to take a short break for some messages. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.